This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I write and collect aphorisms, and I collect proverbs. I especially love the proverbs of the professions, and I've learned a proverb from computer programmer culture that I find myself quoting all the time. It's not a bug, it's a feature. This proverb is invoked by software developers when they argue that something that might be seen as a mistake or a flaw in their program is actually something useful, that it has been purposefully created to do. This turns out to be a surprisingly applicable idea for everyday life. It's astonishing how often something that could be considered a bug can also be considered a feature. And I've come to believe that we can also apply this proverb to our own nature, our own strengths and weaknesses. Maybe something that I consider a bug could also be seen as a feature, or at least I can work with it to turn it into a feature. I came across a great example of this kind of bug into feature adaptation in Finishing the Hat, the excellent memoir by Stephen Sondheim, the legendary composer and lyricist. In his memoir, Sondheim recalls an incident from 1971. He had agreed to give an ad-lib talk about musicals as part of the YMHA Lyrics and Lyricists lecture series, and he'd assumed that he'd be talking to theater students and practitioners. But later, he learned that actually he'd be speaking to a general audience who had a mild, not professional, interest in theater. He had no idea about how to organize his unstructured remarks to address an audience with a limited attention span for technical talk. He asked for advice from his friend Arthur Lawrence, the writer, director, and producer. Arthur Lawrence had a great solution. He told Sondheim to take a pack of about 50 index cards and on each one write a topic of interest that could be answered with a few minutes of explanation. A topic might be something like the use of inner rhymes or what was Ethel Merman really like? When he was in front of the crowd, he should shuffle the deck, choose one at a time, and answer each subject as it arose. He'd have time for about 15 to 20 topics. This approach would provide structure, it would allow him to discuss a variety of subjects, and, as Sondheim pointed out, it had the advantage of, quote, leaving me free to ramble, which is what I do best in public arenas. Now, I bet the audience loved this structure, which allowed Sondheim to speak naturally on a variety of different subjects about whatever interested him most, rather than deliver formal, prepared remarks. I've always thought this stack of questions idea was terrific, and I keep meaning to try it myself as a way to give a more spontaneous, surprising, wide-ranging talk. And it occurs to me that what Sondheim did was to understand himself. He knew what kind of speaker he was, and instead of worrying about shoring up his weaknesses, he found a structure that allowed him to do his best. Instead of fighting against his natural inclinations, he worked with them. His loose rambling style wasn't a bug, it was a feature. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.